We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a Locker Room production.
And we are back on part two of our bonus content. Enjoy.
Okay, we do have a question here, actually. What's up?
Hey, can you fellas hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's going on, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Not bad.
I saw you had a question about St. Brown.
No, I was I just lost count of the wide receiver depth. I thought that there were a few more ahead of Cephas than what there was when you guys were saying the wide receiver four spot. So it's not about that. My question is just in general, the talent overall on this team. You know, there's a lot of reports, national media mostly, saying that the Lions will have the second worst roster next to the Texans this year. And I don't really know the other teams' rosters in and out like we know the Lions, so I can't really compare that. But just comparing it to last season, this time last season, I went down the entire roster, kind of like what you guys were just doing, and I think the Lions actually improved at every single position with the exception of quarterback, wide receiver, safety, and maybe linebacker, depending on how you judge linebacker. That could be either other way. So if you look at the big positions, you know, especially on the trenches, because you win football in the trenches, offensive line and defensive line, they're way better than last year. So, like, what are your guys' thoughts on that? You know, how does this roster right now compare to this time last season and your thoughts, you know, before the injuries happened and, you know, before the second wave of free agency?
Yeah, I think they got worse. Just when you lose a guy like Matthew Stafford, when you lose Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, that's pretty much your offense, right? But the thing is, with this roster, there's a lot of young, unproven talent. If this coaching staff could get the best out of this young talent, I mean, not even just next year, like in the upcoming years, because it's hard. Like you mentioned, the rookies they drafted, McNeil and Onzeruki. Some guys take a while to adjust to the league. Like we have to have like realistic expectations. We can't expect them to just come out and be stars right away. Oh, that's not how this league works. I do agree that the Lions do have a bottom five roster right now in terms of the NFL. You just don't have any like difference makers. Like if you are a head coach or a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, trying to scheme, like your goal on offense would probably be Swift and Hodgson. On defense, like who do you really circle? There isn't, like, that one guy that scares you. There is, like, unproven talent, Okuda, Tracy Walker, but there isn't, like, much guys that scare you. Like, there isn't, like, a dog on defense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could say that was the same case last year, right?
Yeah, I mean, right.
Stafford was probably the only guy that you could put in there. And like you said, you know, the offense is worse because Stafford and the wide receivers are gone. But on the flip side, the offensive line is way better now that you got Sewell and you're moving Vitae into guard, and you have a better running back core with Swift and Williams. And, of course, you know, the tight end's depth is better. You know, Jesse James is gone. Hockenson is still improving. So now you replace James with Fells. And, you know, so you can say that the offense might take a step forward.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's just, I mean, it's the running game might, Stafford.
But the passing game, it's going to, like, defenses are going to come in to dare the Lions to pass the ball. They're going to be like focusing on stopping the run because no one really scares you on offense. Yeah, you have Hockenson, you have Swift, but after that, you don't really have much. Like Tyrell Williams, he's more of a wide receiver two. Rashard Perriman is not that good of a wide receiver, wide receiver three, wide receiver four. Like, if we're talking like about his ideal role, I think that's what he mainly is in this league. The other guys are unproven, Cephas, St. Brown, you know, like there just isn't like a guy that necessarily scares you. Obviously, Swift and Hockenson after that, there isn't much.
This is what I think, and we all kind of have different perspectives on this. I think the roster-wise, I think compared to last year, I think we have way more question marks. We have a lot of unproven guys. Now, this is the difference, I think, between this year and last year. I think the coaching staff this year is 1,000% better than it was last year. 1,000%.
That's the same part right there.
And I think because of that, those question marks, could we play better than last year? Absolutely. Could a defense play better than last year? Absolutely. Because last year they were complete trash. And the thing is, because offenses knew what we're doing, it just made us look worse. Because teams knew, all right, the Lions going to play cover one. They're just going to man up. They're just run crosses all day on them. This year, teams don't know what to expect with the Detroit Lions. Teams barely even know what scheme we're running this year. So I think our defense, defense could definitely be better. Offensively, I think our coaching staff is better. So could they be more efficient offensively than last year? Yeah, last year we were one-dimensional. All we had was Matthew Stafford. Now, I said this over and over. What if Swift breaks out for 1,200 yards this year? What happened if Swift or what happened if Williams break out for 600 and Swift break out for 200? If our running scheme is better, I think we'll be a better football team. But does it mean that, you know, we're going to go far? I mean, I have no idea where this team's going to go. But I do believe they can be better than last year. If you're comparing the roster, I think the roster last year could be better just because you could say we have a top 10 quarterback on our team. So that does definitely makes the roster better. But I think overall with the coaching staff, this offensive line, this defensive line, they could play a lot better than they did last year. So last year was a complete disaster. I don't expect the season to be a complete disaster. But do I see us winning a lot of football games? I don't see us winning a lot of football games.
Not at all.
But I don't see us being a complete disaster where it's like, oh God, what the fuck is the Lions doing right now? Like last year you'd watch a Lions game, you're like, oh what the hell are they doing right now? But I don't feel like you won't be in that situation this year.
I agree.
So I do feel like they're going to be better. I think they'll play better. And it's all boys down to the coaching staff going to allow that. They're going to play better. But are they going to go to the playoffs? No. I don't see them being a playoff team. Now, that will shock the hell out of everybody. They make the playoffs. But I do not see them make the playoffs. But I do see them playing a lot better. I mean, that answers your question as far as the roster between last year and this year. I mean, but – That's all I have, man.
To me, with the Ross.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
sure, it's like this. To me, like, I'm expecting, I just want to see development from the young guys, and I don't want to see, like, stupid, like, in-game management, because we saw a lot of that with Patricia and his staff. I want to see, like, improvements. I don't really care about wins and losses. I want to see development and improvements. To me, like, the realistic year they're going to compete is probably year three. Year three in, like, in this regime. Year one is kind of like they're building their foundation. Year two is where they sort of, like start competing. And year three is when you, like, hopefully could contend for a Super Bowl. Those are my expectations right now.
Yeah.
Depending on what Goff does, I honestly think that it's possible that they can compete next year. I agree with you guys. This year is a total. They're not doing it.
Yeah, next year is possible. A lot of things need to go right though. Like, it's still going to be hard next year. But if they could do it, like the Dolphins, we saw the Dolphins last year. It was year two in Flores. They went 10-6. They didn't make the playoffs, but they improved a lot. So
yeah. I predict that the defense is going to struggle early on, and the whole team. No, same with the offense. I think the running game is going to click sooner offensively, but the passing game offensively and the defense overall is going to struggle over early on, and then towards the second half of the season, I think they're going to start improving, especially those young guys up front.
It's going to be interesting because it might go vice versa, honestly, because just like Malcolm was saying, there's so much uncertainty with this defense and just this whole team in general. What we don't know what we're doing. Teams might be confused in the beginning and then maybe adjust the Lions. It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, Campbell and his staff adjust as the season goes on. And, you know, could he change it up and still produce, you know, winning football or good-looking football, I should say, because winning football is going to be tough with this roster. But I think the good-looking football is going to be more important. And I agree with Malcolm. I think they're going to look better as a football team in general. I think there's not going to be, like, hopefully not too many, like, mess-ups. I feel like it might just come down to talent with this team when it comes to wins and losses. And then, you know, hopefully by year two, year three, hopefully we see a promising coaching staff. Because even that's a question right now because, you know, Dan Campbell being a first-time head coach, full-time, I should say, and then Aaron Glenn being a full-time first defensive coordinator, his first time calling plays. You know, it's a lot of new stuff and a lot of uncertainty. So it's a lot of let's see what happens with this team more than I could predict because I don't know what to expect this year. As far as wins and losses, I don't expect many wins, but I'm saying as far as the football product on the field, I don't know what to expect at all because hopefully it just looks promising. I mean, that's just the hope, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be tough as far as the media perspective because it's like the media's already giving Dan Campbell a hard time. So I feel like if he's not producing, they're going to start saying, you see, the Lions draft, they hired this guy. And they were they're already giving him a hard time. So I feel like if he doesn't produce this year, which, you know, Lions fans, we have no expectations. But I think the media is just going to drive that shit.
Who cares what the media is? I mean, that's Detroit versus everybody. Detroit versus everybody, bro.
That's
like we're used to this. The media always, like, talks down on Detroit. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, we all just said they're going to struggle this year. They're not going to look good.
We know.
So they're going to bring on – as soon as they start losing and they start looking bad, they're going to bring – well, you hired a coach that likes to bite kneecaps and likes to wear racing helmets. This is what you get, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
You know, that's going to happen regardless. So I'm not even going to pay any attention to that. And I doubt Campbell will either.
No, yeah. I mean,
I think Martha is invested in him too, so.
Do you guys remember when Kyle Shanahan took the Niners job? Like, they were awful, really bad. I think the third year they like massively improved, but their first 2 years they had losing seasons. That's kind of what I'm expecting for this team.
But here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. The second year they were bad because it was all injuries.
Right.
You know, that's when Kittle burst on the scene because the starting tight end got hurt. Garoppolo got hurt. But they were running the ball down everyone's throats, and Kittle was destroying people. And you can see that the foundation was there and that they were just a solid quarterback play.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And what I predict will happen, at least in the passing game this year, well, at least what I hope. I'm not going to say I predict this, but at least what I hope. I think when you have an average to below average or slightly above average quarterback and wide receivers, you can scheme them open. And that's what Kyle Shanahan does all day. you know, he goes with one, no, he goes with two, maybe three wide receivers on the field, and somehow they're just wide open with no defender within 5 to 10 yards around him because he just schemes them open.
Well, they have good receivers down there. They have good receivers down there.
They do now. They hadn't always had. I mean, Deebo Samuels was hurt all season last year. The year before that,
Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle.
Yeah.
They had they traded for what's his face, Emmanuel Sanders.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to see. I don't really necessarily care about the wins and losses all that much this year. It's more of the product on the field.
Right.
Like, I'll bring up a basketball analogy. Like the Pistons, like they weren't winning the ball games this year, but you saw a foundation. You saw something where like we could build off this. You know, we could build off these guys. That's what you want to see from the Lions this year.
Exactly.
And it's like you want to see some guys where like, hey, we could build off this guy. Like, you know, you just mentioned George Kittle. It's like, you know, maybe we see that. We've already kind of already seen it, but like maybe we see another step of like, hey, I want to see we build around TJ Hawkinson or something like that. Like that's just an example, right? You want to see some more guys kind of just be sprinkled in there. And that's what it really comes down to this year. I think the wins and losses, that will come eventually. But I think as of right now, it's all about the development and what we're going to see from this coaching staff and if they have the ability to adjust and, you know, and get the best out of these guys. That's going to be really important. And that's how I think we could judge these guys this year, rather than the wins and losses. I think Dan Campbell could win 3 games, and we could still see a foundation that he's building, just depending on how it looks. We'll see, though, right?
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
All right, is that it, guys?
I think that's it. We're
kind of running out of time here, yeah. All right, guys, thanks for coming on. Hope you guys all had a great holiday, and I'm out.
All right, guys, peace out. Hope you guys all enjoyed.
Yep, I'm out. It's your boy Malcolm. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.